Redemption Accomplished and Applied, Part 2, Session 26. 再次救赎其恩，第二部分，第二十六讲。我们来到第八章，圣徒的坚忍的尾声。前面呢，穆里说过，圣徒是谁呢？就是蒙召的人。但是蒙召的人就是上帝所预知、预定，蒙召之后称义、使之的荣耀。下面我们继续。 We could not rest the argument for the doctrine of perseverance on this one passage. I'm sorry, 我们继续。 We could rest the argument for the doctrine of perseverance on this one passage. 我们可以把整个圣徒的坚忍的教义呢，用这一段经文就足以证明的。But the scripture provides us with added confirmation. 可是圣经给我们更多的经文来确认。It is well to remember the words of him who spoke as never man spoke. 我们要记得那位所讲的话是没有人能够讲得出的耶稣的话语。Who came down from heaven to do the will of him that sent him.就是从天上而来遵行他父的旨意的耶稣 that sent him that of all whom the Father had given him he should lose nothing but should raise it up at the last day 就是那位遵行他父的旨意父差遣他来好叫所有父所给他的人他不会失落一个末日都要使他们复活的那位耶稣基督 John 639, 约翰福音第六章第三十九节差我来者的意思就是他所赐给我的叫我一个也不失落在末日却叫他复活 Surely no one will deny that a saint in New Testament terms is one who believes on Christ 肯定没有人会否认根据新约圣经一个圣徒就是信靠基督的人 A saint is a believer 圣徒是一个相信基督的人 And what does Jesus say respecting a believer? 耶稣说一个信他的人将会如何 John 6:40约翰福音第六章第四十节 For this is the will of my Father that everyone who sees the Son and believes on him may have eternal life and I will raise him up at the last day 约翰第六章第四十节我父的意思是叫一切见看见子而信的人的永生并且在末日我要叫他复活第四十节 Are we to entertain even the remotest suspicion that this will of the Father will be defeated?
我们可否有某一种的最小的怀疑，怀疑圣父这方面的旨意会失败呢？
Jesus here assures us that it will not. 耶稣在这里向我们保证不会失败的。For he defines for us the sequel. 因为耶稣为父神这个旨意所有的续习就是的后果做出的定义。He says, not only that it is the will of the Father that everyone who believes on him may have eternal life.
耶稣不仅仅说父神的旨意是所有相信基督的人有永生
but also that he will raise him in the last day
耶稣更说父会使他在末日复活
lest we should be in doubt as to the character of this resurrection in the last day
免得我们会误会会怀疑末日的复活的性质是什么
He informs us in the preceding verse
在前面一节耶稣就告诉我们了说 that the resurrection in the last day is in contrast with the losing of anything given him by the Father. 在末日复活的相反，乃是父所赐给基督的任何人任何事会失落。 In other words, 换言之， the resurrection in the last day of which Jesus is here speaking， 耶稣在这里所论到的在末日的复活是什么呢？ Is the resurrection that is conjoined with the securing from loss of that which the Father had given to him. 这个末日的复活呢，乃是与保证不会失去任何父神所给他的人啊，末日是与这个失去呢，失落呢是相反的。末复活与这个保证不失落是连在一起的。Verse 39, 第39节 And this is the will of him who sent me, that everything which he had given to me, I should not lose anything of it, but I will raise it up at the last day. 39节差我来者的意思就是他所赐给我的叫我一个也不失落在末日却叫他复活。And does not Jesus give us the most pointed assurance?耶稣这里岂不是给我们一个最清楚的保证，说 that a believer cannot perish， 说一个信他的人是不可能失落的。 When he says him that cometh unto me I will in no wise cast out， verse 37， 当他在第37节那里说的，到我这里来的我总不丢弃他。To come unto him, 来到基督面前的 is simply to believe on him, 就是来信靠他。And the security that Jesus envisions and guarantees stops not one whit short of the resurrection to life at the last day. 而耶稣基督这里所论到的、所保证的安全呢，就是一直到末日的复活，以致的永生。一点都没有打折扣的。But this is not all. 不单如此。We do well to examine these discourses of Jesus as recorded in the Gospel of John still further. 我们要再查考耶稣在约翰福音所记录 的讲论，要进一步的去了解。这个对我们有好处的。Jesus also says, Everyone whom the Father giveth to me,Shall come to me. John 6:37. 主耶稣在第六章约翰福音第六章第37节也这样说，凡父所赐给我的人必到我这里来。 Wherever there is the giving on the part of the Father, 当父赐任何人的时候， there is the inevitable consequence ofor concomitant of coming to Christ.
同时所发生的必然同时发生的事呢，必然结果发生的事就是来到基督面前。
That is to say of believing on him, 就是说信靠他。我再重复一次，当父赐某某人给基督的时候，必然的后果或者同时发生的事就是信靠基督。
But it is also trueThat wherever there's coming to Christ, there's also the giving on the part of the Father.
反过来说也是如此的。若有任何人来到基督面前，同时发生的事是父赐这个人给基督。
But Jesus also says, 因为耶稣同时也说 ,No one can come unto him except the Father draw him, 6:44.
耶稣同时也在约翰福音第六章第44节。说若不是差我来的父吸引人，就没有能到我这里来的。
6:44 And except it were given him of the Father, 6:65
也就是说没有一个人能够来到耶稣基督面前，除非是父神所赐的。约翰福音第六章 第六十五节，
若不是蒙我父的恩赐，没有人能到我这里来。
In this discourse, we shall have to regard the giving of men to Christ and the drawing of men to Christ on the part of the Father.
在这段的耶稣的讲论中，我们要考虑到父把人赐给基督，父吸引人来到基督面前
as two aspects of the same event， 是一件事件的两个层面。
Two ways in which the same event may be viewed， 就是从两个不同的观点角度来看同一件事。
The drawing of the Father， 父神吸引人， views the event as action exerted upon men，
就是考虑到这件事情在人身上做出怎么样的影响。
The giving to Christ， 那么父神把人赐给基督呢？
As donation on the part of the Father to the Son，
是在指父神向圣子所做出的怎么样一个的赐予。
我再重复一次啊，
父神吸引人是在人身上动工，父神把人赐给基督是父向子所做的事。
It is impossible to think of them as separable.
我们呢不可能把这两件事情看为是分开的。
The sum of the matter then is that
总的来说这件事情就是
No one can come to Christ except by donation to Christ on the Father's part.
除非父神把人赐给基督，不然的话没有人能够到基督那里来。
And we have already found in Jesus' express words，
而我们已经耶稣基督的明明所说的话已经知道
that everyone thus donated，
所有父将赐予基督的人呢
comes to Christ，
会来到基督那里的
and believes on him，
会信靠他的。
Hence， 因此 giving by the Father and coming to Christ on the part of men are inseparable，
因此父神的赐予和人来到基督面前这两件事是不能分开的。
Either cannot exist without the other，
两者每一方面都不可能没有另外一方而存在和发生。
And wherever the one is the other is，
一方面发生的话另外一方面肯定发生的。
If we turn now to John 10，
假如现在我们翻到约翰福音第十章，
We shall find on this background，
从这个背景来看，约翰第十章的话呢，
We shall find conclusive confirmation of the truth that believers cannot perish。
我们就发觉约翰第十章肯定信徒不可能沉沦这个真理，是坚决的肯定的。
Jesus again is talking of those who have been given him by the Father。
耶稣再次的论到那些父神所赐给他的人。
We cannot disassociate the giving spoken of here from the giving spoken of in John
6。 我们读到约翰第十章的时候，不可能把这些人呢从在第六章主耶稣所论到的人分开的。
Even though Jesus introduces a new designation by which to characterize the person's concern， namely they are his sheep。
虽然呢在第十章耶稣用一个新的称谓来指这些人，就是说他们是基督的羊。
What is it that Jesus says？
耶稣所说的是什么呢？ 10:29-30， 第十章二十九节跟第三十节。
My Father who hath given them to me is greater than all， and no one is able to snatch out of the Father's hand。 I and the Father are one。
第二十九节，我父把羊赐给我，他比万有都大，谁也不能从我父手里把他们夺去，我与父原为一。约翰第十章二十九到三十节。
When we inquire as to the force of this that no one is able to snatch out of the Father's hand，
当我们问没有人能够从父神的手中夺去，这句话的意义，这句话的所指的是什么？
We find it in the preceding words of Jesus. 我们看到耶稣前面所讲的话，就说出这句话的力量。10:28，第十章第二十八节。
I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand.
第十章第二十八节，耶稣说：我又赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。第二十八节。
What Jesus is dealing with is obviously the infallible insecurity of those who have been given unto him by the Father. They shall never perish.
主耶稣在这里所讲论的当然就是讲那些父神所赐给他的人有着一个不可能有谬误的安全，他们不会灭亡的。
And the same security is guaranteed by the fact that no one will snatch them out of his head. And that same security is guaranteed by the fact that no one will snatch them out of his hand.
耶稣同样的保证这方面的安全，耶稣说没有一个人能够把他们从他的手里夺去。
It is to confirm that truth that he says, My Father who gave them to me is greater than all, and no one can snatch out of the Father's hand.
就是要再次的证明这个真理。所以耶稣在第二十九节进一步说，我父把羊赐给我，他比万有都大，谁也不能从我父手里夺去。第二十九节。
The guarantee of infallible preservation is
上帝所做出一个保证，说他完全的无谬无误的保守这些圣徒们，这个保证乃是
is that the persons given to the Son are in the Son's hand，
乃是说所赐给圣子的人是在圣子的手中。
And though given to the Son， they are still mysteriously in the Father's hand。
同时虽然是赐予给圣子，这些人很奇妙的仍然是在圣父的手中的。
From the hand of neither or neither can anyone snatch them，
他们不可能被夺去脱离父的手或者子的手。
This is the heritage of those who are given by the Father，
父神所赐予的人他们的产业就是如此。
But we must also remember that，
但是我们必须同时记得， All who are given to Christ come to Christ， that is believe on him， 所有赐予给基督的人来到基督那里，也就是说他们信靠基督的。
And all who believe on him are those who have been given to him，
所有相信基督的人就是那些赐予给基督的人。
Therefore it is not simply of those who have been given to him by the Father that Jesus is speaking in John 10:28-29。
因此耶稣在约翰福音第十章二十八二十九节所讲的不仅仅是说那些人是圣父所赐予给他的。
He is speaking also of believers，
耶稣所论到的就是信他的信徒们。
We have found from the passages in John 6，
我们在约翰福音第六章的经文已经学到
that those given are believers and believers are those given，
赐予给基督的就是信徒们，信徒们就是那些赐予给他的人。
Hence of all believers， that is of all who come to Christ in terms of John 6:37, 44, 45, and 65，
因此所有的信徒们就是所有根据约翰福音第六章第37节第44节第45节第65节根据经文的来到基督面前的人呢，
It can be said on the authority of him who is the truth，
我们可以根据 那位说我就是真理的耶稣的权柄，我们可以根据他的权柄说
the true God and eternal life，
耶稣基督是真神就是永生。
That believers in Jesus' name shall never perish，
那些信靠基督的名的人永远不会沉沦。
They will be raised up in the last day， to the resurrection of the blessed. 他们会在末日复活，领受蒙福的复活。In Paul's language, they will attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Philippians 3:11.
用保罗的说法，他们就是能够达到那个从死里复活的那个境界。
Have we not in this truth new reason to marvel at the grace of God and the immutability of His love?
我们在这个圣经的真理，岂不是有了新的一个的原因来诧异？神的恩典是多么的奇妙，他的爱是多么的不变。
It is the indissolubility of the bond of the covenant of God's grace.
就是上帝的恩典之约里那种不可分解的连结
that undergirds this precious article of faith.
来支撑着信心的教义。以赛亚书第54:10.
Isaiah 54:10. For the mountains shall depart, and the hills be removed.
大山可以挪开，小山可以迁移。
But my loving kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall my covenant of peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on thee.
以赛亚书第54:10. 大山可以挪开，小山可以迁移，但我的慈爱必不离开你，我平安的约也不迁移。这是临时你的耶和华说的。
End of chapter 8, 第八章结束。